Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
Will Caleb Williams throw for 4,000 plus yards? Layla Rahimi.
Yes. I don't know why I'm saying it. I just really want it to happen.
Of course he's going to throw for 4,000 yards, unless he gets hurt.
No, I don't think he will throw for 4,000 yards.
What? However,
stand by. I have a very specific number, 3,856 yards.
What is the Bears' overall record this year?
Oh, I've got them at 8-9.
What'd you have them at before?
I thought they could be a 10-win team.
7-10. Yeah.
I got the Bears at 8-9 this year, and my number one reason is because they play some of the best teams in the NFL twice this year.
The Bears are back, baby. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hello and happy Football Friday. Doesn't it feel good to say this is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news, it is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody. Mark is over at Hallis Hall. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris are with you today. Our producers are Robbie Triano, Tyler Farringle, and Brandon Fryer is helping out. You can text us and you can call us, 312-644-6767. And we are on Twitch and YouTube, as I mentioned earlier, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Our video team is Connor O'Donnell, Max Curtis, and Jacob Stutz. And Marshall's distracted because we just saw perhaps one of the most painfully executed feats of strength I've ever seen.
Well, and you know, we're talking injury report because we finally have one. Even though the Bears did not practice yesterday, we have an approximation of who would be on the field and whether it'd be limited or mispractice.
Right.
Meanwhile, this woman, Gabrielle Wall from New Zealand, broke a world record by running the 100 meters across Lego bricks.
Barefoot.
Why would someone do this? Why would anyone want to do this?
That is the if you need a punishment for like the biggest loser of your fantasy football league this year.
This is up there.
That might be it.
But that means this person had to train to do that.
Well,
so they're training to do that.
She's a mother of two and she says she can't count the number of times she stepped on Lego bricks. So it makes sense. Makes sense.
I wonder how she would compare it to childbirth. I'm still thinking childbirth is more painful.
Yeah.
And the act of pregnancy itself, but Maybe that toughens you up to try to do that.
I feel like
that.
She's now going to do 100 meters running on Legos while giving childbirth. I feel like that's her next step if she really wants to take it to the next level.
I'm not going
to
lie to y'all.
Tyler Farringle just shook his head in disgust.
I just don't understand why. Like, why? Why would anyone do that?
Why do we pain ourselves every week waiting for the injury report to come out only to have it be confirmed that, yes, there is pain. Lots of pain. Lots of pain.
It's so true. It's so true. So let's look at the first Bears injury report of the regular season. This came out yesterday afternoon at around 3:30 or so. And like we said, you typically get slated into what you would have done in practice if you were to practice on the days where there isn't one. Josh Blackwell groin DNP on the list. TJ Edwards with the hamstring DNP, which if we're ranking the Bears injury report, that's up there for me as a rule.
I think that's at the top for me because it's a hamstring. That's not an overnight healing type situation.
Bingo. Well, and as we are still in the search of RB2, Roschon Johnson with the foot, DNP would be the designation there.
It would keep going because the who's going to be RB2 question will linger after you hear the rest of the injury report.
The next and next on the Bears injury report, Jalen Johnson, not just the groin, but now calf limited,
which was the original injury that Brad Biggs reported that was causing him to miss the early part of camp.
But those two now together in action. Kyle Manongai, hamstring limited.
So both the guys who are up for RB2 on the Bears, one didn't practice in Roschon Johnson, foot, and I haven't seen him in a long time. And Kyle Manongai limited with a hamstring, again, trouble area, trouble muscle for a guy who runs.
Correct. And then Devin Duvernay, hamstring, theoretically full. Dominique Robinson, oblique, theoretically full. So that is an estimation of what would have happened if there had been a practice. Now, this is early because you know that you get the Monday night game, so a lot can happen over a weekend. But either way, the best thing that I think the Bears could do on Sunday against the Vikings is run the football. So when you have two of your dependent football runners on this list, two that you were really hoping to see because you know about the one in DeAndre Swift already, or RB1, this is a concern to me. And defensively, when you know the secondary is, I wouldn't say decimated by injuries, but when they are down bad with injuries, and you've got now Jalen Johnson, I think the more things you put together with that, it's said limited, but you need him to be game ready. You're hoping that that is still the case. In my head, I'm still game planning like he's going to be there, because if he's not, especially when you know Josh Blackwell's on this list too, that's a concern.
There are a lot of concerns there, but I will say the first one at the top for me, because Jalen Johnson at least was limited, is the fact that TJ Edwards would have theoretically not practiced. We'll find out what happens later today as they are back on the practice field, but well after this particular episode of Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody ends. Grody will be at House Hall, just won't have anything to tell us before the show ends, unfortunately. And I just, if it's not TJ Edwards, who's out there? Is it Noah Sewell? Is it a young Ruben Hippolyte? I can't imagine he's going to be thrust into the fire week one as a starter.
So let's hear what Bragg Biggs had to say on Mully and Haw this morning, trying to do that very Tetris about the current situation with the Bears' injuries.
The TJ Edwards thing is certainly, you were hoping it wasn't that, because oftentimes guy gets a hamstring and you're looking at 3 weeks, maybe a little bit more, and hopefully he could be an exception to that. But I think it was 5 years ago was the last time he missed regular season action due to injury, and it was a hamstring. So not a recurring thing for TJ, who's been a model of durability in Philadelphia and now with the Bears. Jalen, we'll see you know, how much action he gets today. I if I was just guessing, probably limited again. Again, limited can mean basically anything short of what would be a full load. So they've got a lot of room for discretion in terms of how they actually classify guys on the injury report. And Blackwell's been out a couple weeks, so I would be surprising to see him resurface at least in time to play on Monday night. But I think they've got depth there at cornerback, even if Jalen can only play a little bit, and we'll have to see what happens at linebacker, where it would thrust Noah Sewell certainly into a larger role Monday.
That was Brad Biggs on with Mully and Haw. This segment on Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody on the Score is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. So that's it. Yeah, we knew Josh Blackwell was a concern. We already knew that. We knew that Jalen Johnson hadn't seen any real time preparing yet. We knew that. So this is the ramp up period for him, as we know. So
every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to how this gets put together against a Vikings team that may not have Jordan Addison, but they still have their complement of Justin Jefferson and the others who, I think Jefferson changes the shape of the offense, so therefore other players can get more yards. It's definitely something where you're not just wondering how bad it is, but you're wondering how much of Dennis Allen's defense are we even going to be able to see when you consider T.J. Edwards as well in this.
Well, just like we talked about Caleb Williams not being necessarily up to speed in week one and that Ben Johnson gets paid a lot of money to figure it out, Dennis Allen gets paid a lot of money to figure it out. And this is before I knew that the possibility of no T.J. Edwards and Jalen Johnson and Josh Blackwell, you can go down the list. Before I knew that possibility, I had questions about whether or not this defense, as it was constructed talent-wise, could get to the quarterback. Could they make a first-year playing quarterback look like a quarterback in his first year?
Well, and the other thing is yeah, J.J. McCarthy, as we know, lost his last year, his rookie year, to injury. So we're calling this the redshirt freshman year, or however you want to put it. This is his first NFL game that he's going to see on Monday. But he's got a lot around him, you know, that can help him. He's got a nest, so to speak. And I feel like that nest is a little bit softer than it is for a lot of other quarterbacks in that situation. I feel like I've said that before regarding Caleb Williams. But, you know, you've got proven commodities in the Vikings position players. The other part of this is, too, is let's start to add it up here. Like, especially when you're talking about, we already mentioned T.J. Edwards, right? But the secondary itself, when you consider, okay, Blackwell's on that list, Jalen Johnson, groin and calf. Then, of course, there's Terrell Smith, who is out for the season, as we know. Zay Frazier ruled out for the season after the team placed him on the NFI. He's got a personal matter. Not that you're necessarily depending on Zay Frazier, because, well, frankly, you know, we didn't get to see him. Kyler Gordon, we know, missed several weeks of camp with that hamstring injury. So once you start putting this together, you know, who does the responsibility fall on? Tyreek Stevenson quite a bit. You know, this is his redemption arc. You know, does he start by being a more man about business when it comes to don't poke people in the face mask, you know, don't lollygag? Like, could this be an opportunity for him to step up when everybody else is got a bit of a concern here?
Is it bad that the first thing I thought of when I saw what happened before the first play of that game last night between the Eagles and the Cowboys was like, I hope Tyreek Stevenson's watching this? That was my first immediate thought, because Jalen Carter, who could have been a Bear, he did something in spitting on Dak Prescott that caused immediate disqualification before you got on the field for your first play of the NFL season, coming off a second team All-Pro season. Coming off, this is going to be your big, you might be first team All-Pro this year, and you're not even going to play in this game because of what you did.
Yeah, you got a week one suspension is essentially what happened there.
And so for Tyreek,
you got ejected before kickoff.
So he gets ejected, and I'm thinking, all right, if Tyreek Stevenson sees this, not that he needs the reminder even necessarily. He may have a fresh slate with all the coaches and be in a very different place mentally than he's ever been before. But just in case, I hope Tyreek Stevenson saw that and understands, man, every single thing I do on this football field has consequences, not just for me, but for my team and my teammates.
But here's the problem. How many times have you and I, in our history of reporting and just talking to athletes, one of the best questions I love to ask, because it lets you into their psyche, is how mad or how hyped do you have to get yourself for a game? Like, if you're talking to Tyreek Stevenson right now, like, that may not necessarily be the case. He's like, yeah, I hear you. But the way you have to make yourself see red during a game, that's the hard part. That's the hard place to stop and start. You basically have to turn it on 100 out of 10 during plays and then turn it off and then turn it on again. And that's where that comes in. The stuff we saw was between play mess, you know, and I think that's the part of it. Or Jalen Carter getting that hype where you're having to say crazy things to yourself to get ready for this game. The Michael Jordan who was there, by the way, last night.
I took this personally. So
that's the part where you really have to say to yourself, like, this is the easy part. This day right here, a few days before a game, it's that game time in the middle of the whistles where you have to stop yourself. And that's the difficulty.
Ultimately, you're asking a supremely incredible Hulk level amped up person to toe the line, knowing that he's been a habitual line stepper his whole existence as an NFL player, because you need that level of aggression to do what he does on a football field. And different players handle that differently, as we've seen throughout the course of time.
Okay, so Spitgate, I guess Spitgate has come to us earlier than five on it, where we also wanted to talk about it. 773 on the text line says Dak spit first. 708 says Prescott should be suspended for instigating that. There's no way on planet Earth that Dak Prescott is going to get suspended for instigating that. Dak, here's a lesson to everybody. Kind of like we just saw that woman run across Legos herself voluntarily. Somebody else's behavior doesn't dictate yours.
My
job doesn't dictate how you talk to me. I mean, you dictate how you talk to me. You're still responsible for your behavior.
For him specifically, Dak, who probably was instigating?
He says he spits all the time, which, yeah, it's true. But again, it's like, are you going to legislate? At some point, you have to draw your line, because like in an NFL pile, how many penalties would you want to call there? In real life, infinity penalties. But it's the one that's egregious that usually gets called.
And that, let's be clear, that was beyond egregious. And I just want people to understand that just because someone spit in your direction is not the same as someone spitting on you. Let me tell you something. Someone spits on you, it's over.
It's hands. On.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
At limbs, you know? Not just hands, Rob.
Feet. shoulder drops.
But the concept elbow. Of DDTs. Prescott being suspended for instigating, man, come on. Come on.
Listen, I can't. Yeah, I can't. Anybody who's like, Dak should be suspended. You know what? If he gets fined, he gets fined.
The only thing that leads me to ask is, how many other people are you blaming for your behavior on a daily basis?
That's fair. Sometimes you do have to take matters into your own hands, but that wasn't one of those instances where he had to take matters into his own hands.
I'm not making excuses for Jalen Carter or Tyreek Stevenson either in this space, but I am very well aware of what you have to do to yourself to get ready for a game for some people.
Yeah, no, and I think that's what we're talking about is can you toe the line when your aggression needs to be at a certain level, and different psyches handle that differently?
Like, we could be sitting here, you know, having a very, like, classy, finer things type of conversation with everybody, like Tyreek Stevenson, and yeah, it sounds logical, you know, on a Friday afternoon or a Friday morning here in the city of Chicago, but on the field between plays...
with all those fans amping you up...
Bingo. And your opponent across from you, that's when the discipline really comes into play. But I feel like in this case, maybe it's a hype up. You know, maybe it's we can bust out our coach him up Layla and coach him up Marshall hats. We're like, this is your time to shine. Don't mess it up right now.
Best news, by the way, from this injury report is the fact that the aforementioned Kyler Gordon was not on it.
That is a good point.
That is the best news from this injury report.
Indeed.
Because he's a weapon, and I think Dennis Allen will use him in all the ways. Especially if all these other people are hurt.
Also, I was really too aggressive with the, this is your time to shine. But that's the point. When can you turn it on and off? We have more coming up next on Raheem and Harris on The Score. As we talk about the turning on and off of at least yourself in between plays, in between whistles during the game, we got to see how Ben Johnson in the offense wants to turn it on against the Vikings' incredibly respected defense. He talked to Aaron Mark Grody about that. So we will hear it next on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.